You know, it's easy to get caught up in the thinking that we need to get the latest and greatest equipment for streaming video, but there's a lot you can do without having to spend a lot of money to expand your streaming video reach. We're going to talk about that next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, and this is episode number 518. Count them, 518.
Wow, what a deal.
Yeah, and it's all free. Nobody has to pay for this.
That's right. That's kind of how podcasts work.
Well, but we normally, there, you know, well, I shouldn't say normally, but... you know, there's ads, you know, you'll be listening to somebody's podcast and then sometimes an ad will pop up in the middle of it or at the beginning
or at the end.
We don't do that.
I've learned to navigate some of the popular and most offensive as far as advertising wise, kind of learn their methods. They're changing their ways a little bit.
But, most offensive?
Well, it's just... I listened to How I Built This on, I guess it's an NPR thing.
Okay.
They interview people that built companies and stuff or, you know, develop stuff. And they spend 2 minutes in the beginning with advertising and then like almost 5 minutes or more, I don't know, at their first break. So, you know, you just punch the fast forward there.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that too. I've got a couple podcasts, actually probably up to three now. And one of them never has any ads, but then the other two do have one that has one at the beginning. And then I just fast forward. Actually, both of them do. Anyhow, so you don't have to do that. Folks listening to the Church Solutions, I will say this. I'll say this is not an ad. But, you know, this is brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. So that's our company. That's one of the products we have. And so you will hear us from time to time mention something about StreamingChurch.tv, which we will today.
Yes.
So, yeah. But anyhow, all right. So without further ado, let's talk about what we're going to talk about. And this is actually a blog post. A lot of the stuff we have on our podcast here ends up on a blog or becomes a blog or was a blog and now becomes a podcast, whatever. And it's called Unlocking Your Stream's Reach Without Breaking the Bank. And again, this is you just go to blog.streamingchurch.tv if you want to follow along or look at it later in the notes. And we probably usually say a little bit more than what's on the blog. So anyhow, that's what we're talking about today. And so I'll just lead off by saying this is something that we all kind of smirk at, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, there's this thing out there about we've got to get the latest and greatest and the best. And what are all, as you like to say, what are all the cool kids using when it comes to tools with streaming video? And I understand that sometimes you have to upgrade your equipment. And there's nothing wrong with getting something new and something that might be better. But a lot of times people think, well, that's if we just have the greatest, the latest and greatest thing, then, you know, what we do will be great. People will watch us and everybody will be happy.
And that is a myth.
It is a myth most of the time. Yeah, it is a myth. And so I can remember, you know, and this was, I can't believe this is what, 6 years ago now, but we had, of course, the pandemic hit us and then we had people, churches scrambling to get online. And I had people asking me, pastors, well, what do I do? How do I do this? I don't have all the equipment. I said, well, do you have a laptop? Yeah. Well, put it up on a stack of bricks. And here's a live encoder you can use. And here's the credentials to stream. And you can put this on your website and go for it. And we had people do that. And of course, that's the pandemic. And I understand that's pretty bare bones, basic stuff. But you can do a lot of things with what you have. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yep, that is absolutely right. I mean, it's not about the equipment, not much about the production quality, although those things help. but it's really about, I mean, we're going to go through what it's about. So,
yeah. Yeah. And again, we're not trying to say don't get good stuff and don't, you know, be careful with your equipment. I'm just saying that there's some things you can do. So let's just jump into it. I got 6 points here. Maybe we can go more, but let's go 6 points. So the first one I have is the official title to point number one is optimize your pre-stream experience. What do I mean by optimizing your pre-stream experience, Steve Lacy?
Well, I think it's what most people are going to relate to. You can say optimize your pre-service experience, right? Because people are coming in. They're typically there before the service starts. And what a lot of churches have done over the years is they'll put up some slides that say, here's how to get involved with this ministry. If you're a young dad, we're having this thing going on. They kind of run through the ministry availability things out there, as well as kind of an announcement related things, you know. We're going to have baptisms next week or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So you can do the same thing with your live stream. And actually, we do that. We take the same stuff that is rolling in the sanctuary, which I think they're using ProPresenter. And so they've got a set of slides that go through. And so we just stream those slides before the service starts. So,
and when you say we, at the church you go to.
Yeah, at the church I'm at. So,
which
yes.
is alivechurch.com. And people can go to the website. We'll plug Alive. Alivechurch.com is the website. But anyhow, yeah, so this is your experience at your church.
Yes. So this point number one, optimize your pre-stream experience, is rather than just have a blank screen or a static image that says, you know, with a countdown timer or whatever, you can have all the stuff that you that may not be as worthy as announcing during the service, but people want to know and they have something to look at, is run a slide deck of what's going on in the church and what's coming up before the live stream starts.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Let me bring up another thing, which I didn't write down here in the blog or in the notes, but I don't know why more churches don't do this. You know, at your church where I used to work at and be on staff at, I was at one point the church online pastor, and we didn't have a lot of fancy equipment, but we had an old switcher that we could take and send and connect up the camera that was in one of the offices. We just literally had them. I had pictures of it. I don't know where I need to get them somewhere if I still have them, but we had just a little camcorder mounted on a wall, and it would be pointing at me, and we would go live before the service, and they'd see my smiling face, and I would literally talk to people online as people were watching the stream getting ready. We had people coming logging in before the stream started, and you know, I would make some announcements myself and stuff that was tailored more towards the church online audience. I don't know why more churches don't do that, because it wasn't really hard to do, and especially now, you know, whatever, it's been 15 years later or whatever, you know, stuff is even much less expensive to be able to do that with. So it's just something that people can think about.
And I think it did is just gave a very personal note to everybody attending online. Oh, this pastor's talking to me before the service. And, you know, he's looking at me and addressing me and addressing my stuff in chat. And so, yeah, it's a personal experience.
Yeah.
A lot of churches have, if you have a web host, you might as well stick a camera on the web host and before the service, switch over to that guy.
You can easily do that. And and you know, even if you don't, you can still chat with people. So, I mean, we have a thing with streamingchurch.tv. You know, we have a video chat platform. I mean, people can do video only if they want, but we always encourage chat, which I'm going to get to in a moment. You can, even if you're not, a camera's not on you as a church online host or whatever you are, whatever you call yourself, you can still chat with people, you know, if you have that feature. And so it does, again, bring some kind of a connection, which I think is better than nothing. So
yep, exactly.
that's my point. All right. So the second point is something that I think, again, many people don't. They underestimate this. They underestimate audio. So my tip here is prioritize your audio. You know, make sure your audio is really good and really dialed in. Why do we want to do something like that, Steve Lacy?
We want to do that because if you can't understand what they're saying or you can't hear what they're saying, it's kind of like watching the TV with the sound off. You kind of just look away and do other things, you know. You aren't going to get the message by just reading lips or so. Yes, audio is like the most important.
It's really I think it's more important than video. I mean, if you know, that kind of a thing, you know, people are like, they're not going to hang around.
Right. It's annoying too, if it's not working. I mean, if it's, and we've had, going back, we monitor, you know, churches, especially when they're new to streaming with us and, you know, drop in on their service and stuff. And yeah, we've had where the sound guy just said, turn it up all the way. And so all you hear is just overdriven garbage, audio. Just painful to hear.
Yeah.
Audio. So,
or you have the opposite, and that is you can barely hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's true too. Yeah. It's audio. You know, really, viewers can tolerate, you know, slightly grainy video. But they're not going to hang around when your audio is distorted or too quiet or whatever. And so it's really important to make sure that you really check your audio before the live stream, listen to it during the live stream. And then when there's transitions in your service, because, you know, you may have a choir up there singing. You may have somebody on a piano doing something, maybe a band, you know, and maybe you've figured out, okay, the band is doing good. I can hear it good. It sounds good. But then there's a change, you know, after the band, then there's the sermon, you know, or maybe announcements or whatever happens. That could be a different, that's where you got to really be careful that you handle that transition so that people don't lose anything.
Yeah. And I think most churches do what our church does. I mean, before every service, whoever is going to be speaking on a microphone, they run sound checks before the service. They run through all the slides that are going to be on the screen just to make sure that they have a video, that the video is going to play when they get to the video portion of the sermon or whatever. So yes, but most important is the audio checks. Because that's when you find out, my battery's dying in my microphone. And yeah, you don't want to go there when you're live. So,
yeah, absolutely. And we're talking about some things that just take a few extra minutes to do usually. So, you know, checking all those things and making sure your audio is good and all that stuff is so important. There's a lot of other things too. All right, Mr. Steve Lacy, founder and president of StreamingChurch.tv. And by the way, you ever listen to Nancy Grace? You know who she is?
No.
You don't have a clue who Nancy Grace is?
I don't think so.
She was, my wife used to listen to her, watch her. She used to be on TV. She does these crime shows. She always has. And she was a former prosecutor or something in the South. I don't know, Georgia or something like that. And, or maybe it was the East Coast. But, and I was listening to Nancy Grace. I don't usually listen. She's got her own podcast now. But we had an issue happen here in Tucson where the mother of Savannah Guthrie, she's from Tucson here, and she hosted today's show. Her mother was kidnapped, sadly, 90 days ago, and they still can't find her. So Nancy Grace has these podcasts, and I was kind of listening to it because it was talking a little bit about Tucson. And every time she has multiple guests on. She had people, former FBI people, you know, former profilers, you know, those kind of things. And so whenever she will talk to those people, she'll continually bring up their first and last name and whatever it is they're doing. I mean, like, you know, she just won't say hello, Gene or whatever, but she'll say, hello, Gene Smart from, you know, so-and-so, former FBI. She says that all the time. Anyhow, I'm getting off track. So anyhow, Steve Lacy.
What was the point?
Nancy Grace.
The only thing notable. Notable thing that about that to me is a prosecutor with the name Grace. That's interesting.
Well, there you go. She's. I think she actually had a traumatic thing happened in her life too, I think. But anyhow, I don't know. This is not my wife watches. So. Yeah, all these women, I'll never mind. All right. I was going to get in trouble there, but I'll stay away from it. All right, let's move on here. This is where people can fast forward, see? All right, so let's go to number one. We said optimize your pre-stream experience. Number two is prioritize your clear audio. Number three is encourage real-time engagement. Encourage real-time engagement. So again, we're big on streaming should just not be a one-way deal. Shouldn't be a one-way street. So we would encourage your online host, if you're an admin here or a pastor listening to this thing, encourage your online host, you know, to ask specific questions in the chat. You know, like, where are you tuning in from today? Where are you watching from today? How can we pray for you this week? Mentioning comments, maybe from the pulpit, when appropriate, you know. It validates people watching online. They feel more of a part of things.
Yep. They'll form a relationship with your church if they're able to communicate. So yeah. Yes, it's something we've been promoting for a long time, and I've become very envious, I guess, of my son that does. He's a promoter of some online gaming stuff, and talk about real-time engagement. They are over the top in the engagement. So, you know, very, very envious of how well he manages to stimulate the conversation and how people are participating faster than you can almost read the chat, and for the whole time too. So it's a very rich environment. So people form relationships there, and just like they can with a church, you know, getting a message, and if you coordinate or you communicate with those online and those that are part of the church, then you too can form a relationship there.
Now he's in the gaming genre, I guess that's the word I'm looking for.
Yes, and I've talked to him. He's like, yeah. He said, your audience, you know, the church audience is going to be very different. Because I was like, how can we make this?
Right.
Because he does all kinds of just really engaging things. It's and a lot of it is, and I completely understand that it's not conducive to a church service. He has these like third party deals where everyone in the chat gets entered into a marble race, and this is, it has a marble for everyone that's in the race, and it goes through kind of like a, you know, a video game thing. All these marbles start rolling down, and it's got everyone's name in the chat, and so they're running into barricades and bouncing off and going, you know, and one guy's in the front and, you know, another girl's just getting ready to, you know, it's an exciting thing to see who makes it to the finish line first. And so people are just into it, you know, they're just watching it. It's fun. And they see their name on the screen. And so,
This is Ben. Yes. Yeah. This is Ben that does this stuff. And what is his deal? I mean, very quickly plug it. What's his channel or whatever?
He is an announcer and a promoter for a game called Rocket League. Okay. So arranges matches and tournaments. And then he's also a celebrity commentator. Believe it or not, these things have national attention, international attention. He arranges international deals, but they'll have conventions where they'll rent a stadium and have people playing the games. And just like at a basketball game, they got Charles Barkley and the other guys sitting at a table. Ben's sitting at a table with some of the other commentators talking through what's going on.
So. That's just crazy. Wow. All right. Well, good deal. I never would have envisioned this 20 years ago.
No. But it's real.
It is real.
All right. We're way off topic.
Yeah, we are. But we're, you know, kind of talking about engagement. So, well, let's continue to talk about engagement. Point number four is communicate to your online viewers. Now, this actually is I'm talking here. Maybe I need to change the title on this.
Yeah.
Kind of threw it together. But I'll change it. I can do it right now. But what I'm talking about here is if you're on the platform, maybe I need to put down something like if you're on the platform. When I say platform, let me back that up. If you're on the podium or on the stage in the facility, in the church, the sanctuary, there's ways you can communicate to your online viewers. So we've been talking about a web host earlier, but now let's talk about the people that are on the stage, for better terms, the people leading music, the people leading worship. Let's start with them. They can actually... you need to understand that what's going on in the facility. I keep saying facility. It sounds so secular, but in the sanctuary, in the church, it's a different environment when you're looking at it on your phone. You know, if you're looking on your phone, or even on a computer, or even on a big screen TV, it's a different feel. Do you follow what I'm saying, or am I just confusing everybody?
Yes. So, I mean, the key point here is to have people recognize that there's an online audience out there and to address that audience. You know, look into the camera, look past the people in the front row and look at the camera, because there's, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I'm a big car guy, so I watch a lot of racing stuff. And, all the race cars have stickers and logos and all that stuff on the car. But I think what a lot of people don't recognize, a lot of times they'll go to the in-car camera shot and they've got, you know, the advertisers, the vendors, you know, are advertising in there. And that audience is the audience that's the big audience, right? It's those that are online that are not watching in person. It's the online audience that's the primary audience. So that's just super important placement, and they recognize it, right? I mean, a smart advertiser is gonna, I don't want something on the side of my car. I want something in the car on the dashboard where people can read it while they go to the in-car camera shot, which is only a few seconds usually. But anyway, right. The whole deal is to recognize that there's an audience out there. With church, it's probably not as big as your in-person audience, but it is an audience, and it does have reach.
Yeah, it could be bigger if you're talking not just live streaming, but archives.
Yeah, you know? Could be. That's true. There may have people watch the stream online and through on-demand. More than the people that were there watching it in service. So, and if you're not focusing on those people, like you're talking, you know, what's going on in your facility and not addressing the online people, you're missing out.
Yeah.
And people recognize it. When you're watching online, you go, oh, they're not talking to me. They're talking to, you know, Larry in row two, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea here again is just to reiterate is, you know, look into the camera from time to time. You don't have to do it the whole time, but from time to time, look into the camera and even maybe mention people watching online. You know, some churches guys will say, hey, let's read this verse together, you know, and then you could even include the online audience, the online viewers, you know, and you too watching online. Let's start with Matthew chapter 12 or whatever, you know. So it's just including them. And these are small little things that can add up. They can bring people in. They can draw people in to your online streaming. And again, for those who might be in your neighborhood, eventually they might come and visit your church. All right, let's move on here. Number five is measure impact beyond views. Measure impact beyond views. So what I'm saying here is, you know, we always look at numbers, right? We're a numbers-oriented society. And nothing wrong with that. Numbers can tell you a lot of things, but numbers don't tell the whole story. And so it's fine to see, okay, I had 69 people watching or 72 people watching my live stream. But what's even better is, how is the engagement? And again, this is going to be mostly involving people with chat, the chat platform, able to, you know, communicate with people. How was the engagement during your live stream? Were there people watching online that chatted with you? Did they ask for prayer? Did you offer prayer? Was there private prayer? Was there people asking about, you know, service times or what else the church has to offer or what's going on? Did you communicate with them? Did you ask them questions? You know, where are you from? Where are you watching from? It's really more than just numbers. It's really talking about, you know, the connection, the engagement.
Yeah. Well, churches that have been around for a while and that are doing well, they look at not only the initial numbers, but they're looking at other things that reflect growth and maturity of people. And they count those things. You know, those, because you want to, you know, how many people walk through the door? Oh, I had 150 people walk through the door. Well, how many changed lives? You know, how many baptisms do you have? How many people came back? How many people, gave of their tithe? All those things represent a much deeper level of engagement or impact. And those, you can count those, you should be counting those numbers that are beyond just, and the worst case is the inflated numbers that you're going to get from YouTube and Facebook, you know, because, oh, I had 4,000 views on my service for my, you know, and I've only, you know, I got 40 people coming to church I have 4,000 views. So I got to, you know, let's focus there. Those are completely worthless views. You know, you need to go down. You want to track people that saw the service. You want to track how long they came. You want to track whether they came back, whether they engaged. And again, shameless plug for Streaming Church. We understand all this. So we have all of those stats that are reflect engagement and change lives in our basic stats. You know, who came back, who came back a second time, who came back a third time, how many people participated in the service, you know, via chat and that sort of thing. That sort of thing. So yes, you want to measure but you want to measure beyond the views.
Exactly.
And get to the more meaningful stuff. Otherwise, you're not going to make any progress.
Yeah. Well said. Number six, repurpose your midweek connection. Repurpose. So, you know, your Sunday stream, you know, you put a lot of work. If you're a pastor listening to this or you know your pastor, you probably understand that he or she puts a lot of effort into, you know, putting together a sermon and puts a lot of time and hours in that, all that stuff. And you can stream it and you can give it Sunday morning, but it can go much, much further than just online streaming Sunday morning or whenever you have it done. There's actually lots of opportunities, especially now with how simple it can be using something like AI to take a powerful 60-second clip from the message, and you can share that on social media. You can share it throughout the week, and it can serve as what I would call just maybe a little spiritual boost to not only your members, but if you get it out there, other people who have never even seen your live stream might come across it, depending on your social streaming and what you do with your social media stuff. So there's lots of opportunities to take what you've done, and now it can be, like I just said, Sermon Clipper is what we have at streamingchurch.tv. We have other tools too that can take that content and really just create lots of opportunities to share different bits and pieces. We do that here with the podcast, the Church Solutions podcast. I will post maybe a 50, 60 second clip on some of our social media channels, you know, about what we're talking about, and then encouraging people to actually listen or watch the whole podcast.
Yes. And we also have, and you can take advantage of this on your own, but we've got it all built in, Ministry Multiplier. So small group discussion guides. I have it in front of me here. So it'll create, based on your sermon, a small group discussion guide to lead discussion for the small group during the week. Daily devotions, you know, weekly 5 or 7 daily devotions that you can text or email or do whatever however you want to get out. A sermon summary one pager. These are all free, just built in. Once you've recorded your sermon, you can have this content created, and you can edit and steer it and drive which way it wants to go. But it just gives you a much faster way to create these additional tools that normally would take quite a bit of time. We have some prayer prompts sheets that talked about how can we pray on that topic this week for my community or my family or whatever, youth and student discussion guides, and then a children's version that will take whatever the message was. We do a thing that they promote very heavily at our church called One Voice, which all of the adult services, that message is taught through all ages of everyone attending the church, all the way down through preschool, in a format that's appropriate for them. So the adults will get sermon, you know, considered a like a lecture, and youth may get something else that may have a play or something like that. And then the little kids will have a puppet show that's all geared on, you know, last week we went through patience. We're going through the fruit of the spirit. So patience. So adults got a 30-minute talk on a plate on patience, and then there's videos and other things done for everybody. So anyway, you can do that too as a church. You can take and create these things based on the message for the day and gear it for your kids.
So. Yeah. So, you know, again, that's, you just mentioned it. That's some tools that we have. We also have a thing called dailydive365.com, which is another tool that can take your sermon and make daily devotionals, clips from that. So you look that up if you want, dailydive365.com. We do some self-glossing here on this podcast, but, I mean, we've got some great tools. So, you know, it's silly for us not to at least mention them once in a while. All right. So you can repurpose your stuff and use it during the week or whatever. We're out of time here, but the whole point of this thing is, look – technology is always changing, and yeah, there's some new stuff out there and new encoders and new cameras and all that stuff. But the bottom line is there are tools that you can use, kind of like the old Roman road thing that we were taught, you know, about how the roads were created and the gospel was used those roads to reach the world, you know. But you don't have to have the latest and greatest thing. I'll just go back to that. You don't have to have the newest shiny toy out there to be able to do some things with your live streaming and your archives. That's all we're getting at here. And if you can use some of these points to improve what you've got going, it will make a difference.
Yep, exactly. So, and you don't need all the tools to, you can just take these ideas and apply them.
Yeah, absolutely. So as always, we are here to help you. If you have questions about this or suggestions, anything we can do, that we're all about ministry. We want to help churches. That's why we do what we do. Just reach out to us. You can go to streamingchurch.tv, and there's a live chat on there. You can chat. And if we're not there for some reason, we're in Arizona, so there's a time difference depending on when you're watching or listening to this. But you can always leave a comment on there, and we'll get back to you. We'd be glad to help you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy.
All right. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, it's good to be here, too. I'm Phil Thompson. And again, thank you, folks, for spending a little bit of time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we will catch you again on another episode.